The Housing Agency of Jamaica presents My Land, My Life, My Dream, a radio drama series.
Ladies and gentlemen, give him some encouragement, no man.
Yo, you can't style me. Me not come nowhere.
Nothing like that, man, Wally. You have nothing to be afraid of. We're just going to talk. And if at any time you feel away, you can come down. You control the process, Wally.
Me feel away now.
Go on up there, no man. You know what? Everybody feels so afraid for talk. Go on now. Make sure I say no go up there and embarrass me. That's all me ask. Just go on.
All right, Mr. Babylon boy. Me a forward up there. So me reach you now. So what you say, boss man?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can convince this man here about what we're trying to do, then I should be able to convince all of you. Now, Wally, I know that you have a real problem with the Housing Agency of Jamaica. But the thing I want to know is why? Our goal is to get people to legally own the lands they have been occupied and then help redevelop the community. Tell me, why is that a problem, Wally?
You think a little bit of time people like you know, come and promise the whole community, the whole world, and then you know, turn around and disappear and not do nothing? You don't trust you know? Remember, sir, you know, did I try this back in the day with the Operation Pride and thing, you know? And look how that turned out.
You know, that's a very important point that you just raised, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad you raised it. I would be skeptical too, based on what happened in the past, but I am here to assure you that we are far removed from those old days. And we're operating with greater levels of responsibility. And in this modern age with social media, you have more power to hold us accountable. If we don't do what we say, you can let the whole country know with a few clicks of your smartphone. But you won't get the chance, because this program is working well. And the good thing is that you don't have to take my word for it. We have people in schemes all over the country who can share their experience working with us to get their title.
Be your promises and promises, especially about the roads, electricity and so on. Look how long them thing they feel in a place. I know no come with this money and title argument, so we can get road and light. It sound like a cannon I try canny people them.
Putting in infrastructure like electricity, water, does take money. But you know what? It requires more than that. Proper development. When communities are organized and put together, then it's easier for utility companies to come in and put things in place. It's precisely because the community was informal before that it has taken so long to put utilities in place. It doesn't really make sense for utility companies to work one household at a time. But when everybody gets their title, then we can work with the utility and works companies to put in well-needed infrastructure for the community as a whole. So if all of you partner with us at the HAJ, we can help to improve the level of development in this community.
I love talk about partnership and them thing there. When the first time come out, you can't get to the money. All you know I go do is run the people out of the house just like how you do Ricky them.
I admit that we did have to take action against the family you're talking about. That was unfortunate. But that was only after a prolonged effort to get them to pay. They chose not to. And we had no choice but to recover the land. We understand that you have invested a lot in your homes over the years, and we have no intention of just coming and taking them away. We make sure our payment plans are affordable, and the amount you will be required to pay to get the title is well below market value for the land. And if you find yourself in a little financial difficulty, then just come in and talk to us now, so we can work something out. If you hide from us, we have no choice but to assume you have no interest in the land. And that is when we'll come and claim it. You have any more questions for me now, Wally?
No, man. Me good. But me still a pray, you know.
That's fine. I don't want you to take my word for it. The next set of people should help convince you. I'm going to have some people from this very community of Guavawa come up and give their experience working with us to get their titles. And hopefully then, you can get on board with us.
Do you want to, yeah? Me I come off for the stage, yeah?
All right, Wally. Well, the first person I'm going to ask to come up here is Mr. Steve Robertson. Where is he? Mr. Robertson, come on up here, man. Come Steve. Talk to the people.
Steve, You're still nervous?
Me?
Steve!
Me can't talk.
Join us next time for another episode of My Land, My Life, My Dream, brought to you by the Housing Agency of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.